Today is May 1st, 2013, and this is Jennifer Hunt. I am interviewing Robert Cunningham. We are at the Boston Conservatory, and this interview is being done for the Oral History Project of NEMLA. Thank you, Robert, for coming to speak with me today. I'd like to start off by you telling me, how did you become involved with NEMLA?
Well, I started working at Smith College in 1970-ish, and Mary Ann Kadovich, my supervisor, said I was to join NEMLA, and she took me to the first meeting, and I loved it, had a good time, and we just continued going after that.
Great. Did you hold any officer or committee positions?
Yes, a year after I joined NEMLA, I became secretary treasurer. As usual, there were not many applicants for the jobs, so I got elected. And I remember the people that I was working with were Ruth Bleeker, the Boston Public Library, Dorothy McAdoo of UConn, Sydney Beck of the New England Conservatory.
Great. And what year was that?
1971-72.
Great.
And then, 4 years later, I was elected chairperson.
Oh, wait a second.
It was a Smith College year because other people on the committee were Diane Ota, a Smith College graduate student, now at the BPL, and Mary Ann Kadovich, member at large, who was the librarian at Smith College, and another non-Smith person, Nancy Forte, of the Medford Public Library.
Wow, that's a great cast of people. What effect has NEMLA had on your career?
It has given me the opportunity to meet all sorts of music librarians and visit music libraries. Very good for the profession, understanding what's happening out there, not just sitting at home.
Can you tell me about a particular NEMLA meeting that sticks out for you or that was memorable?
Mary Ann Kadovich and I gave a talk at the Yale meeting in 1971, talking about Smith's Alfred Einstein collection of musical manuscripts that he had stored in many volumes at Smith. Memorable because that was the first time I was talking. Then we started in about 1974 giving music cataloging workshops around New England. And we were so successful that the National Music Library Association decided they wanted to approve our work before they allowed us to continue. A little jealous, I think. Then in 1975, when I was chairperson, we invited Fred Beinman, who was head of music cataloging at the Library of Congress, which is very important for a famous cataloger coming to New England. I remember in 1978, Robert J. Lertzema, who was famous on the morning bird show on NPR. He always started off with bird calls. He was a great speaker and played classical music. However, when he got to the meeting, he wouldn't talk to anybody or answer any questions, but he gave a good speech anyway. But he was a famous person, so we liked him. And then later in 1979, Mary Ann Kadovich, Kate Burnett of Smith, and I gave a talk on support staff in the music library. then I remember going to the McDowell Colony sometime in Peterborough, New Hampshire, where there was a big tour, and I won the door prize of a coffee mug. Very impressed.
What was the door prize for?
Just a drawing, I think. They had several drawings, but I won one.
Oh. I think was that was sometime in the early 2000 year span? I think
it was fairly recently, yes. 10 years ago, maybe. No,
oh.
I don't know.
Oh, great. That's lots of good memories you have. What about, are there any other people that in IMLA that you have fond memories of?
Well, I remember Mary Wallace Davidson, who was at Wellesley College when I started, who recently passed away. And she was always involved as chairperson and getting us to keep going. She was always a presence.
Can you think of how NEMLA has changed over the years?
I think NEMLA has always been able to get new music librarians involved in the local organization so that they can possibly get inspired to go to the national organization. I don't know if it's changed much. The people have changed, of course, and a lot of new locations for meetings gets people to travel around and see various places. Public libraries, academic, whatnot.
And some people also go on to more famous things and hold offices in the national MLA.
Yes, they do. Name names. There have been several people from New England who have, I believe, been president of the national organization.
In terms of the actual meetings back in the good old days, were they still one-day meetings, or were they shorter or longer?
My recollection is they were one-day meetings. We usually didn't stay overnight. We just got up early and drove.
And were they twice a year?
Once or twice a year, I'm not sure.
Well, you've been a member for such a long time. It's really great that you have stuck around and still continue to be a member. And Robert is currently the head of the Tech Services Committee. That's the correct name for it, right?
Right.
And so we really appreciate your willingness to chair that committee and continue to be of service to our great organization.
Thank you.
Are there any other comments that you would like to make?
I may have said it all.
Well, you gave us a lot of good details. So we will leave it at that. And I thank you again for taking time out of your busy cataloging day to speak with me about NEMLA.